You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to another Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. My name is Ben Barrett and I'm delighted to say that I've been joined in the studio by Andrew Mount. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Ben. How's it going?
Not bad at all. A little word firstly to any listeners. If I sound a little bit off today, I'm using a backup microphone that is somewhat minuscule in size, formerly seen on lapels of presenters, I believe. It's not the most aesthetic looking piece.
No, so it looks like
a bit off.
It looks like you just picked it out of the bin of the bargain bucket in a charity shop.
We are above a £1, so there was a chance that actually did happen, to be honest with you. So if I do sound a bit off, listeners, apologies. Andrew Mount is the most important person to be listening to, so we've given him the good headset. So hopefully all the important stuff you will hear properly.
Don't hold your breath.
It's been a brilliant Saturday, actually. If a number of us in the office have been saying just how good a day it's been. You've been part of the William Hill Racing Radio team today. Have you been in good form, firstly?
No, I was doing all right on Friday. Started okay today, but seemed to have declined slightly.
Well, that's a shame.
Tipping fatigue, I blame.
That's what it is, you see, just too much.
Or simply variance and reverting to the mean.
We're recording this minutes after the Clarence House and the much talk about matchup between Underso and Defi DeSoy. In the end, it went the way of Defi DeSoy. They ended up going off joint favourites, but Defi DeSoy just pulled ahead by the end.
As they now jump the third last, Underso attacking it from Defi DeSoy. Then Janica, followed back in the field by Maracuja and Capelin. So they turn now towards the home turn with 3 furlongs left to cover. It's Underso tracked through by Defi DeSoy. This is it. This is the rematch. It's Underso by a length and a half. Defi DeSoy coming there on the outside. They've kicked away from Maracuja and Janica. Over two out. Underso joined by Defi DeSoy, who put in the better jump. Oh, and he powers away. Defi DeSoy comes clear in the blink of an eye from Underso. Maracuja third, and then Janica. And now at the final fence, Defi DeSoy brilliant over the last two superb jumps over the last two in the Clarence House. And Defi DeSoy coming home an easy winner today, easily beating Underso, who's rallying. But it's Defi DeSoy who wins another grade one, the seventh of his career. Underso closing in the last 100 yards, but easily beaten. Maracuja third and Janica in fourth.
Yeah, the 7-year-old was well on top of the 12-year-old. Underso perhaps hasn't got as hard as he could have done up front. It went steady in the early stages, certainly to the eye. And the three outsiders were all pulling quite hard in the race. And looked to be going well at sort of various stages, but never got into it. Maracuja, the outsider of the entire field, ran a good race in third. But interesting that we've had three chases at Ascot today. The first winner, Townsend, 20-1, came wide around the outside of the track. The second winner, Domaine de Lille, widest of all. And Defi DeSoy always on the outside of Underso. So maybe the ground is a little bit cut up and deeper on the inside. Maybe it's just coincidence because that's a small sample size. But Defi DeSoy is proving a fantastic 2-mile chaser. Last season, I got him wrong. I thought he was a 2.5-miler, indeed, because he beat Lost in Translation over that trip. Got beaten at Punchestown over two, and when he reappeared at Cheltenham this year, I thought, well, he's favourite for that reappearance effort, and yet he's never won over the trip, and he proved me wrong there. Followed up in the Tingle Creek, and now it's 3 from 3 over trips of about 2 miles this year, and he's a worthy favourite for the champion chase.
Oh, well, I'm glad you said that, because that's a lovely little segue into the question that's obviously going to come next. The Queen Mother Champion Chase, Defi DeSoy, was 7-2 at about 10:30 this morning. I was checking the odds. It's now 2-1, Defi DeSoy, for the Queen Mother Champion Chase. And this morning, we did have the ability to back a special double to win the Clarence House and go on and win the championship. Defi De Soy was 6-1 for that.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say you had the ability to go back in time and take the 7-2. But,
that would be lovely. Unfortunately, not the case. Just a quick word then, if you were sat on, say, that 6-1 double of Clarence House and Queen Mother Champion Chase, you're happy with what you've seen from Defi De Soy today?
Yeah, absolutely. Who's going to beat him? That's the question.
Fair point. It's not just that performance worth talking about, actually, today. So I was going to ask you, we've seen Goshen, now 6-1 for the Triumph Hurdle, win by a brilliant 11 length. Sam Brown triumphed at Haydock, has been inserted into a number of festival races, now 20-1 to win any race at the festival. Stolen Silver left it late in the 205, that's been trimmed for both the Betfair Hurdle at Newbury in February and the Supreme Novices at the festival. Has anything else from anywhere else impressed you today?
Well, I mean, Goshen won very easily, but it was right-handed again. He jumps markedly out to his right. You watch the head on, and he's taking sort of massive liberties with his hurdles. Okay. Gary Moore's talking about sending him to Haydock for one more run before the Triumph Hurdle, but I can't imagine Cheltenham suiting him because he's going left-handed, or Haydock, because he might end up winning at Haydock, bossing a weak opposition again, despite sort of going out to his right, but he wouldn't be for me in the Triumph Hurdle. As for the Haydock winners, Sam Brown was always prominent, which is the key to chase form at Haydock, really. Vintage Clouds won the Peter Marsh, always in the first two. Sam Brown always up there as well. So only a small field that race. I'm not totally, don't want to get too carried away with that Grade 2 novice chase form over 2.5 for Sam Brown. But Stolen Silver impressed me with his attitude coming back to Dob Edward Stone on the line. Didn't look very likely, and neither did the win of Ballyandy, who just caught Pentland Hills in the bang on the line again. So some cracking finishes at Haydock, and some of the in-running players were being carried out in body bags.
I'm afraid so, yeah. That Ballyandy result was... we looked nailed on. A few people in the office called it for Pentland Hills as they crossed the line, and in fact they've been proved wrong. Ballyandy was given it by the judge by the slimmest margin.
Yeah, I mean, Pentland Hills opened up at 20-1 on in the photo finish betting with were betting on it. So a few burnt fingers pre-race, during the race, and afterwards.
Crikey, Vintage Cloud for me was really aesthetically pleasing performance. I really enjoyed that. Probably will be lining up in the Grand National again come April.
Yeah, he's one with sort of cracking form at Haydock. I think Sam Turner tipped this one up, and you just look at his form at Haydock. I don't think he's ever been out of the first three now from several starts. So yeah, Haydock form for Vintage Clouds: first, second, 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 fell, third, second, first, third, and first. So when he completes the course, it's the hindsight each way bet of the day, really, isn't he?
When you look at a record like that
and think, yeah, why
SB won't be at 7-1?
That's
it's
right.
Obvious, but
8-1 available earlier. Why wasn't on each way? But regrets, I've had a few.
Brilliant. Right, should we have a look ahead to Sunday? As always,
let's
we give the pundits completely free rein to pick any two races. There are meetings from Wolverhampton, Thurles and Ayr to choose from tomorrow. Where are we going, Andrew?
We're going to Wolverhampton, one of my favourite tracks, so no prizes for guessing that I was going to prefer that to Ayr. And
we're going to start with the first race, I
think. Yeah, this is fascinating because it's a 6 apprentice handicap. Now, last week we had a 2-mile apprentice handicap at Wolverhampton, which made the news because Dylan Hogan on Wanasar for David Lochnane made all at a steady
made all
pace.
It's a bit of an understatement.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Made all at a steady pace, won very comfortably by 5.5 lengths, but nothing else was ever sort of put in the race, got into the race at any stage, and the BHA are investigating the race. But I think it was a case of Dylan Hogan doing what he was instructed to do, go out and try and make all, and the rest of the jockeys thinking he'll come back. Now, in fairness to the other jockeys, it's very difficult to make the running on the round course over the longer trips at Wolverhampton, 1.5 miles or further. So usually the front runners come back. Apprentice races, they often go too fast. So perhaps they were thinking, well, that's what's happened here. So my thinking tomorrow is that, well, they're going to be paranoid and panicking that they'll give the front runner too much rope here. So Wanasar will no doubt set out to make all, but there are other potential pace angles in the race. There's a first-time visored Mark Johnson horse, Grenadier Guard, so he could be up with the pace. One or two others as well. So I think this will be more truly run than it was last week. And I think they can set things up for Blazon here, for Kim Bailey. Now, this one was last seen in a maiden hurdle at Utoxeter, running poorly, finishing last of four. That was back in the summer. But coming back to the all-weather is going to suit. Now, he's a seven-year-old, but he's only had six runs in all-weather handicaps. He's won three of them, all on polytrack, but I don't see a problem with Tapita suiting. The race will be run to suit, and this is his time of year. He's had four runs in his career, sort of December to February, and he's won all four. Everything's right here, and I think Blazon can defy the absence and make it 4 from 7 in all-weather handicaps.
That's the 12:50 at Wolverhampton, 1 mile, 5 furlong, 219 yards. So
let's just say mile six.
Mile six, yeah.
We're a yard out there.
11 runners. Wanasar, 5-2 favourite. Not the selection, that's Blazon. That's 5-1 second favourite. Grenadier Guard is also 5-1. Nelson River, 6-1. Vilkerman is 13-2. Iconic Bell, 7-1. Muriani, 7-1. 14-1 and bigger for the final few in the betting. Metarons Cube, 33-1 outside of the second favourite. Maybe to sneak under the radar with possibly the betting going to be focusing on Wanasar. If I can get my vowels in the right place, Wanasar after its imperious victory a couple of weeks ago. Right, we're going to stay at Wolverhampton then, and we're going to skip forward to the very end of Wolverhampton. The 4:10, 1 mile, 4 furlongs, and just a couple of extra yards on top. 11 runners again, and it's a handicap. And I'm going to run down the betting before we get Andrew's pick here. Noble Fox, 5-2, market leader. Star Ascending, 3-1. Hufflepuff, 5-1. Henry Croft, 6-1, as is Fayetta at 6-1. Global Express is the first of the double figure price runners. That's 10-1. California Lad, 14-1. Ghost Surge, 20-1. Tiar Nanog, 20-1. Double Reflection, 20-1. And Zoffany Bay, 25-1. Where would you like to discuss here, sir?
Star Ascending. Interesting race, this one. Not a lot of pace compared to the opener. And Star Ascending is a horse who tends to go best at Wolverhampton, tends to go best when Joe Fanning's on board, and tends to go best following the new year. And when he races from January to April, he's won 9 of his 24 starts for a profit of over £30 to a £1 level stake. Now, I did bet him here on his latest starts. That was over the extended 9 furlong trip on the 6th of January. And he met trouble in running, stayed on, and finished fourth, just missing out. Well, sort of missing out on a place, but running a good race considering. Now he'll be suited by the return to a mile and a half. He actually won this very race last year off a mark of 70. He's been dropped £2 since that's latest run, so he's on a mark of 68, lower than last year. And Joe Fanning will have him just tracking the pace, not making the running, but he should be in the right place here off what's likely to be a steady pace. And 3-1 second favourite. I was hoping he'd be an each way price, maybe hold fire until the day he might drift to sort of 4-1, 9-2, and be very playable each way. But I'm going to put him in an each way double as well with the first selection Blazon. So 5-1 and 3-1 with our early prices, and hopefully both will be in the first three.
Couple of second favourites then, Blazon and Star Ascending. A bit of an each way double perhaps.
Yeah, why not?
Andrew Mount. A couple of bits to wrap up ahead of Sunday. William Hill Racing Radio will have James Millman, Tom Morley and Paddy Aspel on the airwaves tomorrow. We've already discussed the meetings from Wolverhampton, Ayr and Thurles on the agenda. If you are out and about and wish to watch the racing from Wolverhampton, including the two selections of Andrew Mount, every race is totally free to air on our betting TV service. Sign in and watch every race completely free simply by logging in at williamhill.com. Finally, today we launched our first Cheltenham Festival promotion. We are paying 5 places on all 10 of the festival handicap runners. There is no minimum runner requirements in the terms and conditions, and applies from all bets struck from today until 48 hours before the race. Head to williamhill.com, check out all the terms and conditions that do apply. No doubt it'll become a heavy focus of our daily racing podcast as well, so make sure you're subscribed to receive each and every episode every day. Andrew Mount, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you, Ben. Enjoy what's left of the weekend.
Brilliant, I will. Thanks so much.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.